Sports. Well, last night, what a game of basketball it was. It was the Jack Jumpers winning their first game, 83-74 against the Brisbane Bullets, and a coastal flavour there. Mark Radford is one of the assistant coaches. Mark, you've been in meetings all day. Thank you very much for poking your head out the door and having a chat to us on the Sideline View. Welcome and congratulations.
No worries. Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for having me.
What a game. I watched it last night. It was a scrap. It was tough. It was hard. But the boys got their hands dirty and got a victory. It must have been just so brilliant to be there.
Well, the atmosphere of the night was something you probably haven't experienced for a long time. It was something the club should be really proud of. And the investment that's been made into the entertainment centre, now My State Bank Arena, and it's something that's quite unique, I think, throughout the country. You know, a little 5,000-seat boutique stadium that was rocking, and it was certainly a show, and couldn't be any prouder of our boys who come up with the win. And the wasn't a pretty game, but it was, you know, first game of the season, and, you know, we don't care how it is. We've got to make it a scrap and fight, and it's part of our DNA defensively that we've got to get after it and make it physical, and we've got to keep coming at you and compete, and that's what we did last night. And in the end, it took overtime to get there, but we got there.
I think the way the team started must have been really a little bit calming for the coaching staff, because the boys just came out and then McDaniel hit those first points, and they just seemed to get on a roll. And so scoring wasn't a real frustration for the team. They got out and got out to a real nice handy lead. So it was a good start, wasn't it?
You know, we got a good start. It was comfortable because we struggled in the blitz just the first 3 or 4 minutes of a couple of games, and our offense wasn't working for us. But last night, as you said, Sam McDaniel has been really, really aggressive offensively, and it's been a focus for him. And he got us started, and things got rolling. And we had a 27-point first quarter, which was, you know, good by any stretch of the imagination. That's really good for us too. You know, if we stuck around that number, we'd be pretty happy most weeks, I would imagine. And to hold them to 19 and 74 on the night, like, if we could do that, that would be that keep us in most games. Tough to keep good teams to you know, 80 points, let alone 74. So it give us a chance from a defensive standpoint to win the game.
Yeah, I think defense was they hustled. The Jack Jumpers just hustled, and a lot of steals, a lot of little hands in, a lot of little efforts by all the players to hold up that flow that we know that the Brisbane Bullets can get with Lamar Patterson, and of course Nathan Sobey can do anything. But the hustle was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been part of our focus the whole preseason. Scott's preached defense, and we've drilled it, and you know, we come away from last night not that happy with our defence, and we kept them to 74. We felt like there were some areas that we could really improve on quickly, and we'll need to going forward, because everyone will get better as the weeks go on, as they do from the start of the season. But we've got a good platform to work from, and you know, right throughout the preseason, it's been a focus for us on the defensive end. And we've got a motto that defence travels, and we're going to take it with us, and, you know, because majority of it is just wanted to compete and get after it. And when you've got Josh Maget flying around and diving for loose balls, and you got Will Magnay protecting the basket and blocking shots like he was last night, it gives us a good feeling about ourselves, and we're hoping that we can continually transfer that onto the offensive end.
And the crowd on the night, I mean, you've been at the Powerhouse in Adelaide when there's about 8,000, 8,500 can get in there, and the noise of the crowd didn't really sort of hit me as a viewer at home in my lounge room, maybe because the microphones for a live call of the game wasn't there. But what was the crowd like? Was it really up and about and loud?
I actually caught up with Peter Crawford after the game. He's a Brisbane Bullets assistant, and we were in Perth together 10 years ago, and we used to play at the Challenge Stadium, which was 4,800 people. And that was really, really loud. And it did remind me a little bit of that. You know, everybody sort of seems on top of you. There's not a bad seat in the place. You can feel the crowd. And there was times last night when we, you know, we got things rolling that you could feel the momentum that the crowd could give you, and that's what we want to try and create. You know, it's a fantastic venue to watch basketball, and everybody's excited about it. We've got to use that to our advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And listen to Anthony Stewart early. He spoke to John Casey on the telecast, and John just looked at him and said, "Well, okay, who's going to win?" He said, "Ah, Jack Jumpers have got to win. Got to win on your home turf. Got to win those home games." And he would know that, being a multiple championship winner and an absolute star. Anthony Stewart had a big smile on his face from ear to ear. He was one of the proudest men, I think, in Australia last night. Anthony Stewart was terrific to have him as part of that television coverage. He's done a lot of work, hasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly has. He's done a lot of work here in Hobart across the full basketball spectrum. And, you know, he's helped drive the passion of the junior fraternity, and I'm sure there's a lot of people and families that were at that game last night that have been touched by Anthony Stewart in terms of his basketball camps, what he's done through the Charges, and just his standing in the basketball community. It was great to have him involved last night in what you could say he is part of the Jack Jumpers, because he's, you know, basketball royalty in the state. So Good from that standpoint. And hopefully we can continue it on. We've got Thursday and Adelaide, so doesn't stop.
No. It's once it starts, you know you're on alert, aren't you? You've got to go here, there, and everywhere, and games just sort of bank up, etc. And what was the main message from the coach, Scott Rothkus? Just a little hint of a bit of emotion from Scott last night on the sidelines. Very measured man on the sideline, but seemed to really capture his imagination.
Well, there's been a lot go into just getting to the first game, and he's been, you know, on the ground for probably 8 months now, and driving as the face of the club, and you know, he's been away from his family for just on, I think, 14, 15 months now, and they're still in the US. So I think the culmination of everything, the first win last night, and everything that goes into trying to get a win at this level, there's a lot of hours and planning goes into it just to get to that point. I think it was just a culmination of all those things, and, you know, good on him.
Yeah. Fantastic. And Nathan Sobey, that big three-pointer to lock it up pretty much at 69-piece at the end, and then his ejection, I suppose, and the Jack McVay three-pointer was... Well, that I would just love to have been there when that went down, because he was on cloud nine. I guess the whole group were just lifted by that. It was quite an amazing sort of shot, and really showed that the Jack Jumpers weren't going to be denied.
No, it's so pleasing for Jack, because he's been asked to play a different role than he did last year, and he's embraced it with two hands. And I think it was the culmination of knocking that shot down, which really I felt at the time was the shot that broke their back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be any more pleased for Jack. He just loves basketball. You know, not everybody loves it at the pro level. You know, you play it and you do love it, but like Jack takes it to another level, and I couldn't be any more pleased for him from the work that he's put in this off-season. And he's had a little bit of an injury over the last couple of weeks that he's overcome, and hasn't been in every session, and like last night was very pleased to see him close that one out.
And the skipper didn't start in the starting five, has had that finger injury, Clint Steindl, and got a little bit of game time during the course of the match, and let's hope that he'll be okay. How did you come out of the game? Anyone sort of carrying any sore spots? I mean, you would carry sore spots, but anyone in doubt for the next match?
I think everyone's healthy. I think, you know, Clint getting through that, not getting any more knock on that finger, will hold him in good stead for Thursday. And he traditionally plays his role coming off the bench, and he's been outstanding as a captain. And it's a new role for him, and everybody in the playing group looks up to him, you know, from his experience and the time that he spent in Perth. And he's had a lot of different basketball experiences, and he shares that within the group. But all healthy. Everyone ready to go back on court tomorrow practice.
And who better to play in game number two than the Adelaide 36ers, who've been on a bit of a roll. I think they were really good in the blitz. I don't think it'll drop the game, so this will be a nice little marker.
Yeah, it certainly will. Even Brisbane, a very talented team. Adelaide, extremely talented. Done a good job of recruiting in the off season, and the new coach CJ Bruton's there. And you know, they're coming off a tough one last night in Perth, I think it was. And so we'll see. We've just got to bring our DNA with us, and we'll have a game plan for them. And as you said, they're coming off a good blitz. The real stuff's now, and back on our home court, and see if we can defend it before we go on the road.
Mark, fantastic that you're part of the Jack Jumpers. You are rightly part of the Jack Jumpers with so much experience, and saw you last night, and it was just business as usual. Get it done in the way that you go about it. So all the very best for the Adelaide game, and let's hope that the boys can notch up another win. Early wins would be really important for the team, wouldn't it?
Wins are good at any time.
Yeah, they are.
They are good at any time, and I think we'll take some confidence away from last night. But as I said right at the start of this interview, we held them to 74 points last night, and after the review, we're not as happy as maybe that scoreline would show, which gives us good confidence that we've got good growth left in our group.
Setting the bar high, and that's fantastic. Thanks for jumping on the line, Mark. Appreciate it.